and childish. Oh, I just made up a new word. Children ages 4 to 12 are also $3 or $5, I believe. And then everybody else is $10. It's pretty cool. A lot of fun things going on down there. Make sure you go check those out. The main things I want to talk about today, the two cool things, obviously, it's homecoming. So make sure to stay in your seats around halftime. The homecoming court will be announced, and you can also visit www.gsu.edu/, that's the one pointing from left to right, homecoming. Once again, gsu.edu/homecoming for details of all the events and all the stuff leading up to it. Definitely want to support your classmates and show how much fun homecoming is. We all remember how it was in high school. College is better. Not personal. Just as you get older, things get better. Trust me. And then the last thing I want to get to before I talk about this game real quickly. During the break between the third and fourth quarter, I'm not saying you can't get up during these breaks. I'm just saying maybe try to go during a break in the action, maybe when the referees are trying to decide if they got the call right or not. That's usually a good small break. That's when you can go get snacks and use the restroom and things like that. Maybe go buy some new shirts. Either way, during the break between the third and fourth quarter, the inaugural Georgia State Athletics Hall of Fame class will be introduced to the crowd. Inaugural means the first ever. You guys get to see who's going to go in your school sports Hall of Fame, and there's actually, you can click the link off of GeorgiaStateSports.com to see the list. I've already looked at the list. It is a very cool group of people. It's definitely worth checking out. And if for nothing else, if you're not sure if you're going to go to the game, you should definitely go to the game just to see this Hall of Fame class. It's going to be a fun one. I believe they'll actually be inducted in April with a ceremony, but they may receive their plaques early. I'm not sure the details of that. But either way, it's going to be really cool. You got to check that out. I'll be down there for that. Well, I'll be at the Dome for that. I don't know if I'll necessarily be on the field when that particular thing happens, but I'm going to check it out. You guys should check it out as well. So make sure, let's see, I told you about the entrances, Panther Walk, Alumni Association tailgate, or if you're tailgating yourself, hey, if I happen to come by, you guys have seen my photos up on social media probably. If not, you know, go check them out. If you see me, you know, perusing around, I like to stop by and see how everybody's doing, see the vibe, if everybody's pumped up and geared up enough, maybe I'll help you get pumped up and geared up. Check out your tailgate, you know, see who's really, you know, pounding the pavement there and who's having an awesome time. If you see me, give me a shout out. Love to stop and talk to you guys. Maybe we'll get some of you guys on the show to talk about your tailgates. It's really fun. There's such a difference between a pro tailgate and a college tailgate. They're both extremely fun. But to me, college seems to be a little more fun at times. It depends on the tailgates you're at as well, but you guys know how to throw down. So if you do find me, give a big shout out as I'm coming through there. I'd love to meet some of you guys. And then, like I said, the Hall of Fame announcement between the third and fourth quarter, and then at halftime be the homecoming, which means get there early so that you can see the Georgia State band, who will more than likely either perform right before the game or at halftime. Regardless, this band is awesome, and trust me, I've seen a lot of bands perform. Georgia State band, really, really good. But let's move on to the game. We've got a game coming up. I want to tell you about a couple of the stats and fun things. I want to tell you that right now, number 4, that's Nick Arbuckle. You know Nick. He's the leader of the football team. He's the quarterback that we've had for a little over a year now, and holds a lot of the career passing yards and passing records and things like that. But I want to tell you about things he's done this year. Did you know Nick currently leads the Sun Belt in passing yards per game? That would be 329.7. That's a lot. And total offense, 335.7 per game. And he's also second in touchdown passes with 7. That is a lot. He tied his own school record with 32 completions against New Mexico State. He passed for 372 yards and two touchdowns. GSU actually set a record with 582 total yards of offense. That's a lot. Those are New England Patriot numbers. Just saying. He passed for 318 yards and three touchdowns and also ran for another touchdown score against Oregon. Number 12, Oregon, remember? Had Harper on to talk about that. Your Georgia State Panthers football team, who a lot of people don't think had any business even being in the state of Oregon, let alone playing against the University of Oregon. Number 12, Oregon at that. Yeah, they hung 28 points on them. Yep, seems like they're better than people think. Or at least the people who are not us. We know. We knew this team's good, right? Now, let me tell you about some other guys. You know about, to me, one of the best 1-2 punches at safety for sure. You got number 2, Bobby Baker, and number 3, Tarik Batiste. Bobby obviously coming over from the UAB transfer, and Tarik Batiste being here, and he's one of the integral parts of this defense. I would put Tarik and Bobby against, you know, almost any other safety tandem in the league. That includes the entire NCAA. I like these two as a 1-2 punch. These guys can cover, they can hit, they can tackle, they can do everything that you need to do. Of course, obviously, there's Taz Bateman. Want him to get better just as soon as possible, but he's really starting to break out. Can't forget Kyler Neal. You got Todd Boyd, who's putting up great receiving. We are so busy here. People are calling into the show right now. We're getting all kinds of feedback. We love you guys calling in like that. We will try to address everything you're saying there. Trust me, let me get through the list. You guys are calling with all kinds of other people to talk about. Let me get through them. I'm going to try. One that was just called about, I was just getting to him. That was McKendy Cherador. Great defensive end. I like the way he plays. Very aggressive. Always puts up good numbers. He's another cornerstone of this defense, in my opinion. I think really any of the 11 I could say is a cornerstone. It's a weird looking building if it's 11 pointed, but regardless, you guys know what I'm trying to say. You got Marcus Caffey, the senior running back. He's been able to put up monster numbers. Every running back we got, every wide receiver we got. You got Robert Davis, the receiver out of Warner Robins, doing well. Bruce Deuce, the corner. Donovan Harden, who we're hoping is going to be back for this. DeMarcus Kirk has been running well. Penny Hart's been the breakout of the wide receiving core for sure. This guy's a rookie. Yeah, he's a freshman. He's a rookie. This guy's like 18, 19 years old, and he's already doing this kind of stuff. I mean, at 5'9", 170, you go, well, maybe he's a little undersized. Really? What about Steve Smith? What about, Wes Welker? What about, I don't have a list. I had a list before, but I don't know what I did with the list. But you don't have to be, you know, the size of Calvin Johnson to be a good receiver. You just have to be able to run a route, get open, and catch. It's not that hard, really. I don't understand why some people can't do it, but everybody on this team can. Who else? I'm going to do a couple other ones here. Jalen Lawrence, the nose guard. I'm gonna try my best at this one. Niaki Hype. That guy's been a monster. Shawane Lawrence, the defensive end. Adam McDonough. Eagles Landon High School, shout out to them. And of course, special team starts and ends with Will Lutz, who not only kicks all the field goals, not only does all the kickoffs, but he punts pretty good as well. I believe he's leading the league in punt average right now. He's first in the Sun Belt area. His punting average, 47.3 yards. That's a long way. You gotta think about it. Remember, every yard is 3 feet. So he's kicking out almost 150 feet every time he's kicking it. And it would probably be longer, but there's been a lot of them. He's pinned people, behind the between the 10 and the goal line. Of course, also Alonzo McGee, the linebacker, who's been just jam up, killer. Kyler Neal, still running with a cause. Trey Payne, the linebacker. Wide receiver Cam Myers. I mean, I could literally, Joseph Patterson, the linebacker, any of these guys, man, I could go through this list, and I'm not just reading off a list. I'm going over just people off top that I wrote down for some reason or another. I wrote down these guys because they're all making impact. Everybody on this team is. And this game against Liberty, I believe Liberty is 2-2 coming into this. Yeah, I'll give you my three keys here in a minute. But let me tell you about Liberty. Liberty has scored a total of 93 points. That's not bad. Let's see, 93 divided by 4, you're looking, quick math, 23 point something. I don't know, I wasn't a math major. Pretty good at it, but not, like, you know, 23 points a game. That's not bad, except for that their opponents are averaging about 110, which means, on average, they should lose almost every game. Not saying they're a bad team. Liberty's putting up big numbers. They've just ran against some people that they've had two pretty good wins, and they got blew out. It happens. Remember, we've been on both sides of those as well. They run for about 120 yards a game. They pass for about 250. They're giving up about the same numbers. Keep that in mind. The thing that really stands out to me as I look at their score by quarters, them versus their opponents, they are outscoring their opponents in the first quarters 31-9, and in the fourth quarters 31-16. That's combined. So you have to, they start strong and they finish strong. Well, why would I make that a big thing? Because in the middle, they're being outscored in the third quarter 20-35. And in the second quarter, 49-11. I'm not saying we should wait till the second or third quarters to strike. I'm just saying we should really attack during those because that's when they're giving up the most points. Clearly, they're getting worn out in the first quarter, barely making it into halftime, coming out slow in the third, and finishing strong. We just need to dominate them all the whole way through. And I think we can do that. How are we going to do that? With the three keys. The three keys to victory this week's game, of course, the homecoming game at 3:30 Saturday, the Georgia Dome. Three keys to victory, the Georgia State Panthers, on how they're going to beat the Liberty Flames. Number one, and these are in no particular order, these are just the way I'm reading them out. Number one, I want to see the defense drop into coverage. You can still rush three or four off the front line, you know, different schemes that way, but for the most part, I want to drop in coverage, which is going to force a lot of short yard play. Basically, you drop in coverage a little bit. You kind of sit back instead of attacking. Telling the other team, we're okay with you throwing a 2 yard pass because we're going to tackle you for 2 yards. You're not getting any more than that. 2 yards or less. We're going to tackle you in the backfield. We're going to tackle you everywhere, but you're not beating us deep. Not happening. And this team, I think can definitely do that. With the kind of numbers they're putting up, I think we stifle them early like that. I think we're good. Obviously, we have to win the special teams battle. I'm not worried about Will Lutz. His punts are dead on. His kicking's been superb, and his kickoffs. Hey, if we have to, we'll tell you to put them, every one of them, in the third row behind the goalpost. But the thing I've seen is on special teams, on kickoffs a lot of times, when they're not touchbacks, the other team seems to be able to get 20 or 30 yards before getting tackled. This is something I know Coach Miles has been working on. I'm not worried about it. I think the tackling and the coverage is going to be better. I think everything's going to go well. And then the third thing. Yep, if you listen to a lot of the shows that we do here at Impact Media, I seem to have a general theme with all of these teams, but I'm going to flip the script a little bit here. No, we're not going to establish the run early. I want to air it out. We got Nick Arbuckle, who's leading the Sun Belt in, what, 327 yards a game. Let's air it out to start with. Everybody, it's like every football game you watch. Everybody starts off by running the ball. Why not do a fake and not do a fake? Do some, or just drop back and just chuck them. You have the receivers to do it. If Harden comes back, I hear Avery Sweeting could be back. Even if they're not, you got Joel Ruiz, arguably one of the best tight ends in college. You got Penny Hart, the breakout star of this year so far. Everybody, all those guys I just mentioned, all the wide receivers. I mean, you can throw it anybody you wanted to, really. We have the guys with speed. Todd Boyd. Like I said, why not start the game with an all-go? Robert Davis can catch. Have it where... do an all-go right off the bat and just see who's open. Chuck it a few times. So, before we get out of here, for sure, like I said, here's my three keys. We're going to drop in coverage and force a lot of short yard play and force them to stay in the pocket. We're going to win the special teams battle. And third, we're going to air it out. We got the talent, and I don't think Liberty can cover all the guys we have. Between speed and mobility, and these guys know how to get open, I think we air it out of the gate and just hit the ground running, hit the air running, I guess, hit the air flying. And as soon as we do that, I think we can go up early, and if we attack them in the first quarter, I'd just never let up. But that's going to do it for me this week. I am Jeremy the Impact York from Impact Media. Appreciate you dropping by the Georgia State Panthers this week right here on Blog Talk Radio. Happy Wednesday, as I said. See you guys this Saturday at the game, 3:30 start. We'll see you Saturday. Go Big Blue.